Amen. Merry Christmas and welcome to our candlelight service. Looking forward to the night. It's going to be a great night. Thankful for our guests that are here today. Always happy to have guests. It's going to be a fun night. Basically, just so you know what we're getting into tonight, here's what our candlelight service consists of. Basically, we're going to have Brother Tim and Brother Mike. They're going to come up and they're going to alternate portions of the Christmas story. We're going to read from Luke 2. We're going to read from Matthew 2. So if you want to find your place in Luke chapter 2, if you can see, do your best. All right. If you're old like me and your eyes are kind of squinty and it's hard, do your best. Luke chapter 2 is where we're going to start tonight. And here's how it's going to go. We're going to read through the Christmas story. And whenever it gets to the part of the story that the Christmas carol is, we're going to stop and we're going to sing that Christmas carol. And kind of put everything in its context, put everything in order. You kind of tell a story through reading the word and through Christmas carols. It's going to be a good time. After all of that, we're going to have another special, and then during the message is when we'll light our candles. So we won't need our candles for a little while. If you want to find a good spot for them, that'll be toward the end, just so that you're aware of that. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up in a word of prayer tonight, and then right after I say amen, Brother Tim's going to come and start us off in Luke chapter number 2. So let's pray. God, I come before you tonight, and God, we're just thankful for this Christmas season. And God, we're thankful for just the good time that we have during this time, the gifts and the lights and all of that. But most of all, God, we just want to stop right now in the busyness of what this time represents and direct our attention and our focus to you and be thankful, God, that you became a man and you were born as a baby and laid in a manger, and we're just humbled by that and everything that means. So I pray that throughout the course of tonight that you'll be honored and glorified by what we do. We love you. In Christ's name I pray, amen. So typically in a church service, we stand for the reading and we stand for the congregational singing. But because of the context of tonight, we'll just remain seated and we'll read and we'll sing just right there in our seats. Otherwise, we'll be up and down. Okay? So Brother Tim, come to Luke chapter 2.
And the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
All right, so if you would take your hymnals, we'll also have the words on the screen. And turn to song 128, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." On that verse.
"O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee."
On the last, verse 4.
"O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast down our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear joyous angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Amen. Great singing. Brother Mike is going to come and lead us in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8.
All right, Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Amen. You find your place in Psalm 125, Away in a Manger. Psalm 125. First and last verse of this one as well.
Away in a manger, no crib for a Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay.
Singing. Brother Tim is going to come and lead us in Luke chapter 2 and verse 13.
The Bible says, And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Amen. Good. Find your place in 137. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's be excited about it tonight. It's okay to be happy, just like the angels were on that verse. Sing it out.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. Lift angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to them.
All right, that was pretty good. I was close to making you stand up, but you did all right. All right, keep it up or you have to stand, okay? On that last, come desire of nations, come.
Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise the woman's hungering sea, bruise in us the servant's hand. Adam's likeness now we face, stamp thine image in its place.
Amen. Good singing tonight. All right. Now, Brother Mike's going to come and lead us in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 15.
Luke chapter 2, verse 15 says, And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Thanks for the mic. All right, if you would, find your place in Psalm 142 tonight. Psalm 142. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Starting with the chorus. Are you ready? On that verse, sing it out. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ, on the last, sing it out, down in a Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Great singing. One more passage tonight. If you want to turn to Matthew chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, Brother Tim's going to come and read the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter.
Y'all know Jesus Christ is born?
Yeah.
Amen. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these sayings, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
One more song, and as we sing song 133, the choir is going to make their way up, and we're going to sing just the first verse of O Come All Ye Faithful as the choir makes their way.
O come all ye
singing tonight. What a blessing. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do the rest of our night. I'm so thankful for that holy night when Christ was born. And you know, we just sang a lot of songs that we've heard for weeks, and we've read passages that hopefully you've heard over the last few weeks, and you're here every Christmas. But I want us to remember this, that we should always be overwhelmed that God, the one who created the universe, the one who spoke this whole thing into existence, the one who created you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came and was born. And he wasn't just born in a palace or some other kingly place, but born in a stable and laid in a manger, a feeding trough, by the way. That's what a manger is. And that's amazing. And we need to get excited about that. We need to be humbled by that. But really, I want you to know this tonight. The story of Christmas is more than just about the birth of a Savior lying in a manger, because that baby grew up. And he became a young man. He became a teenager. He became an adult. And he lived on this earth for 33 and a half years. And he came to die. And really, this whole Christmas story is all about the cross. And the song that the choir is about to sing, it's about the cross. You've probably heard this song. If you've been coming to our church for a little while, you've probably heard our choir just sing this on a Sunday morning. But I'm hoping that tonight, after all of what we've just done, that this song is going to mean more to you than it normally does. So I want you to really, really focus. Don't let yourself just drown out because you've heard it. Some of you have never heard it. But I want us all to act like we've never heard it and really consider the message of this song. It's about us.
Sang for him.
what it's all about. It's about the cross. Thankful for our choir. Thankful for that song. I'm thankful for the Christmas story. The Christmas story really is amazing. As we think about the fact that God came to live with us, we should just really never get over that. But the point of the birth was to bring good tidings of great joy. I told you good tidings is the gospel. Good tidings. He came to die. And he came to bring great joy, and he came to bring peace on earth. And the reason we needed peace on earth is because without Christ, there is no peace. Without Christ, we're at war with God. Without Christ, the earth is filled with darkness. Without Christ, we have no hope. And I'm thankful that a light came. I'm thankful. Oh, we can't, the rest of the lights can't be on yet, all right? I'm thankful that the light came to shine in the darkness. And when the Word was made flesh on that holy night in Bethlehem, light entered this dark world. And the light shineth in the darkness, John 1:5 says, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus said in John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And he called men from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. He said, while you have light, believe in the light, Jesus says in John 12:36, that ye may be the children of light. But sadly, not everyone accepted that light, because they loved darkness rather than light. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. But I'm thankful there were some men who did receive the light and became the children of light. It's a lot darker in here than I thought it was going to be. Oh, yeah, there's your candle. Good job. And so he brought light into this world, and he gave his light to those who received it. Some people it took longer to receive it. And Jesus said this. He said this in Matthew 5, in verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. Talking to his disciples. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so we are called then as the children of light, those who have received the gospel, those who have now peace with God, we're now called to share that light. And so what we have right now are a few people with light. And we have three up here and about 50 or 60 out there. And that's pretty daunting. But think about the 60 or 80 that are here on a Sunday morning. And 4 to 5,000 in this area and more. What? And then not even considering the rest of America, where are they at? And the rest of the world. What are we going to do about this? How can us as a church possibly bring the light to the entire world like Jesus told us to? Well, God told us. And he said to do it one person at a time. So Brother Josh, and no, you're not Brother Josh, Brother Mike, Brother Tim, you do your best, help, let him give you some light. One person at a time. And God's plan is to bring the light to one person at a time. And Jesus brought the light into this world, and he gave it to you. Now, some of you have the light. Now, if someone gave you light, here's what you need to do. You need to give your light to one person. And go ahead, do that. Don't hurt yourself, all right? Kids, if you have yours, you can turn them on. Be careful, all right? And he is calling you to take that light and give it to another person, and then that person give it to another person. And if you just listen, if you just follow God's plan, and you just decide, I'm going to send this to one person at a time, you'd be surprised at just how fast the light can spread. Look at it. It's already gone. It's already gone. One person at a time. Hey, if you've got light, give someone else light, all right? If you've got light, find someone who doesn't have light and give them light. And if we do that, light can spread. And the glorious gospel, the good tidings that a world of darkness desperately needs, that God became a man and he died on that cross for you, that light can spread. It's true. It's true. We do live in a dark world, don't we? We do. It's okay to admit that. James Kelly, I don't know who he is, but I agree with this. He said this, I'd rather light a candle than curse the darkness. I'd rather light a candle than curse the darkness. And if things are so bad, and if you're so frustrated by how dark our world is, then be a candle. Just be a candle. You don't have to be the sun. Jesus never called you to be the sun. He said be a candle, didn't he? Just bring light to your home. You don't need to light the whole earth all by yourself. Bring light to your home. Bring light to your job. Bring light to the grocery store with you. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hide it under a bushel. Bring it with you, wherever you go. Bring a light to the gas station. Maybe not fire, but the gospel light. Amen? Work the field. That's what God's called us to do. And I'll read it again to you. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that, Jesus says, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's what it's all about, isn't it? What it's all about. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Amen? Let your light shine. Let me get some other light. Now, if you're brave enough to hold on to this while we do this, we're going to sing one more song tonight. Well, actually, two more songs. We're going to sing Send the Light. And I don't know if that's on our slideshow. Wait, there it is on our slideshow. I'm smart. All right, so you might say this isn't a Christmas song. Well, I hope you're finding out now. This is definitely a Christmas song because God came and brought light to this dark world, and God could have just appeared to everybody on earth. He could have just came as a sun and lit the whole world, but he didn't do that. Jesus himself lit one person at a time, and then he called them to light one person at a time and to send the light. That's what God told us to do. Let's sing about it. Psalm 371 in your hymnals, 371, send the light. And we're just going to do the first verse. And then right after that, we'll sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas and we'll get out of here, okay? Sing it on the first.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to stand. Be careful. Be careful. If you have a beard, especially be careful. All right. And we're just going to sing We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll be dismissed with this song. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your people. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on Sunday.